That was a song by Taliba, Navajo Songs for Children. I'm Sarah, and this month is Native American Heritage Month, celebrating America's First Peoples Nation. The International Children's Arts Network recognizes these descendants of our land. Today and every day, we thank the original people for this land and encourage you to research the complicated history that comes along with this place we inhabit. Right now, on our audio book tour, Carol Lindstrom's book, We Are Water Protectors, published by Roaring Brook Press.
Macmillan Audio presents We Are Water Protectors, written and read for you by Carol Lindstrom, with illustrations by Michaela Goad. To Dan and Sam, and to water protectors everywhere, for Mother Earth and all who protect her. Water is the first medicine, Nokomis told me. We come from water. It nourished us inside our mother's body, as it nourishes us here on Mother Earth. Water is sacred, she said. We stand with our songs and our drums. We are still here. The river's rhythm runs through my veins, runs through my people's veins. My people talk of a black snake that will destroy the land, spoil the water, poison plants and animals, wreck everything in its path. When my people first spoke of the black snake, they foretold that it wouldn't come for many, many years. Now the black snake is here. Its venom burns the land, courses through the water, making it unfit to drink. Take courage. I must keep the black snake away from my village's water. I must rally my people together to stand for the water, to stand for the land, to stand as one against the black snake. We stand with our songs and our drums. We are still here. It will not be easy. We fight for those who cannot fight for themselves. The winged ones, the crawling ones, the four-legged, the two-legged, the plants, trees, rivers, lakes, the earth. We are all related. Tears like waterfalls stream down, tracks down my face, tracks down my people's faces. Water has its own spirit, Nokomis told me. Water is alive. Water remembers our ancestors who came before us, she said. We stand with our songs and our drums. We are still here. We are stewards of the earth. Our spirits have not been broken. We are water protectors. We stand. The black snake is in for the fight of its life. More on water protectors. In Ojibwe culture, women are the protectors of the water and men are the protectors of the fire. Perhaps it is for that reason that I felt compelled to speak for the water through this story. Humans have been mistreating Mother Earth for millennia, and indigenous peoples have long acted as stewards of the planet, giving a voice to our silent home. There is an Anishinaabe prophecy that speaks of two roads. One road is a natural path. It leads to global peace and unity that embraces the sacred relationship between humanity and all living things. On this path, all orders of creation, mineral, plant, animal, and human, are relatives deserving of respect and care. We are instructed to use our voices to speak for those who have not been given a voice. On this path, there is no black snake. The earth is not damaged, and the grass grows lush and green. This prophecy, known as the Seven Fires Prophecy, says that if humans choose the natural path, then we will proceed toward peace and unity and a healthy Mother Earth. The other road is described as a hard-surfaced highway where everything moves faster and faster at an unimaginable speed. On this path, humans embrace technological advancement with little regard for Mother Earth. Many Native nations believe this path is symbolized by the oil pipelines, the black snakes, that crisscross our lands, bringing destruction and harm. This path leads to a damaged earth. The prophecy is coming to life right before our eyes. This book was created as I became increasingly aware of the many tribal nations that are fighting oil pipelines from crossing their tribal lands and waterways. In April 2016, the Standing Rock Sioux tribe stood up against the titans of industry to protect their region's water and sacred burial grounds from one of these oil pipelines, the Dakota Access Pipeline, DAPL. Although the tribes and residents are often told that these pipelines are safe there are countless oil leaks every year across the world. These leaks cause tremendous damage and destruction to plants, wildlife, and water. What started out as a camp made up of a few tribal members near the Cannonball River in Fort Yates, North Dakota, would eventually grow into a movement that would bring together more than 500 indigenous nations from all over the world to stand for clean water. Seeing reports of the protests had a profound effect on me. I am a citizen of the Turtle Mountain Band of Ojibwe, a tribe also located in North Dakota. While other members of my tribe traveled to Standing Rock to lend their support, traveling to North Dakota from my home in Maryland wasn't possible for me at the time, but I knew what was. Using my voice to tell a story. A story to honor the Standing Rock Water Protectors and share this historical movement with the world. Sadly, despite the fierce protests, construction of the Dakota Access Pipeline moved forward with no assurances to the Standing Rock Sioux tribe that the pipeline wouldn't leak and that their water sources would be safe from contamination. Unfortunately, there were leaks in the Dakota Access Pipeline before construction was even complete. Like the Standing Rock Sioux, many tribes and their allies continue to fight pipelines on a daily basis. This is not just a Native American issue. This is a humanitarian issue. It is time that we all become stewards of our planet so we can protect it for our children and our children's children. Water affects and connects us all. We must fight to protect it. I have hope that the next generation, you, will continue to see the importance of preserving our precious planet by pledging to be a water protector with me. Apachigo Megwich, your Niji, Carol. Earth Steward and Water Protector Pledge. Repeat after me. I will do my best to honor Mother Earth and all its living beings, including the water and land. I will always remember to treat the Earth as I would like to be treated. I will treat the winged ones, the crawling ones, the four-legged, the two-legged, the plants, trees, rivers, lakes, the earth, with kindness and respect. I pledge to make this world a better place by being a steward of the earth and a protector of the water. We hope you've enjoyed this production of We Are Water Protectors, a Macmillan audio production for Roaring Brook Press. This title was produced by Steve Wagner. Post-production and sound design by Sal Barone. Text copyright 2020, Carol Lindstrom. Production copyright 2021 by Macmillan Audio. All rights reserved.
You're listening to ICANN on HD2. Thank you.
Hello, this is Elizabeth.